This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله عز وجل وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah, we praise Him. We seek His aid and we ask for His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and the evil consequences of our actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can lead astray. And whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, none can guide. I testify that there is none worthy of our worship and devotion but the Almighty Allah alone. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and die not, except as Muslims in submission and surrender to your Lord. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord who created you from a single person, and from him he created his wife, and from them both he created many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights and observe the rights of your kin. Surely Allah is ever and all watcher over you. O you who believe, keep your duty to Allah. Fear him and speak the truth. He will direct you to righteous deeds and will forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed attained a great achievement. The best words are the divine words of Allah. And the best guidance is that of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the worst things in the religion are the newly invented matters, for all the newly invented matters in religion are innovation and bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance and it leads to the hellfire. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the authentic hadith, مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ. A sign of the perfection of one's Islam, one's adherence to Islam, or an aspect, a prominent aspect of the perfection and a good shape of one's Islam, تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ, is that this person turns away from things that do not concern him. And that's a great advice from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is advising us to channel our attention our energy, our time, our engagement with the things that benefit us. And I believe we have come to understand what the word benefit really means in Islam, what the word good means in Islam. It means that we fulfill the purpose of our creation, that we live a life of devotion and loyalty to our Creator, that we stay true to Him, we remain obedient to His commands. And any of the aspects of our livelihood and our engagement with life that feed positively into this pursuit, these are good things. These are the things that concern us. We came into this world with a clear mission. We were brought into this world to fulfill a clear purpose, and that is to worship Allah. And that includes knowing Him. That includes loving Him. That includes obedience to Him. It includes loyalty and surrender. And everything in our life, the necessities of our life that feed into this, that help this, are the good things in the Islamic definition. And these are the things that should concern you. Anything beyond this scope doesn't concern you. It means it's none of your business. And when you engage, and that's the reason why the Prophet ﷺ gave this advice. And this point shows us the importance of this guidance from the Prophet ﷺ. Because once you preoccupy yourself with things beyond the scope of your concern, you are taking from your mission. You are forsaking something that you are supposed to engage in. Because the time that Allah allotted for you, the time that Allah gave you to spend in this life, is measured by the millisecond. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadr." That everything, we created it according to a precise measure. Your time was measured before you were created. It was decided, not in the seconds, not in the milliseconds, in even parameters sharper than that. So the time that you were given to live in this life is not random. The duration is not random. The conditions that you go through, the circumstances that you've been through, the conditions of your life, none of them is random. From our point of view, they seem to be random. But from the other side, which is the side of divinity, everything happens according to plan, according to purpose. And there is nothing without purpose. There is nothing that happens by chance. There is nothing that happens by sheer coincidence. It all happens according to plan and according to measure, divine measure. So the time that you were given here is hardly enough for you to pass the test of this life. The moment you take from that the resources that Allah gave you, the time, the mental energy, the attentional focus, once you take it from your mission and put it somewhere that doesn't fall within the scope of your mission, you are compromising your chances of succeeding in the test of this life. You're jeopardizing your opportunity or your chance to enter paradise. You're limiting your credit. You're doing yourself a disservice. You are incurring a loss. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the surah that we all know, and the Imam Shafi'i said, if people only read this verse, meaning read it and properly understand it, it would suffice them. It would be enough for them. لو قرأ الناس هذه السورة لكفتهم. And this is the divine statement where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. By time, Allah swears by time, which is His creation. Allah created time. Time is not an independent thing. It doesn't exist by itself. Allah created time for us as a dimension to live in.
By time, man is in loss. Look at the beautiful connection between time, asr, and loss. Why did Allah link these two things? Because the loss of most of humanity comes from their abuse of the time that was given to them, from their lifetime. People's loss, people's destruction, people's problems. Those who enter the hellfire, the main reason for their loss was the mismanagement of time, of asr. That's why Allah chose to swear by time. Wal asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. By time, man is in loss. Humans are in a state of loss. Why? Mainly because they don't appreciate the time that Allah gave them. The value of this precious asset. They undermine it. And that's why we humans tend to kill time. We want to pass time. We don't know what to do with our life. We feel bored. We want entertainment. We resort to time wasters. We even call it leisure time. Leisure. There's nothing leisure in this life. There's no surplus time that you are given in this life. You were given this time and Allah will ask you about every second of it. And the Prophet ﷺ said in the authentic hadith, لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربع. That the feet of Son of Adam on the Day of Judgment, when standing before Allah, you will not leave that place. You will not leave that standing where you will be questioned, you are asked. You will not move on to your final destination before you are asked about four things. لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربع. And from these four things, two have to do with time. عن عمره فيما أبلاه فيما أفناه وعن شبابه فيما أبلاه. About your lifetime, the time, the lifespan that you spent on this earth, you will be asked about it. What did you do with it? That's what al-asr, wal-asr means. That's when Allah says wal-asr. Allah says pay attention to time. Be careful how you spend this precious gift that I gave you. Don't take it for granted. You will be asked about it. The seconds, the milliseconds, the minutes, the hours, the days, the months, the years, your time, you will be asked, what did you do with it? And then your youth, and that's the prime of your life, when you have the most energy, when you are the most effective, you also will be asked about that, some extra kind of questioning and reckoning. So you need to be careful. You need to have answers for how did you use your time. Because Allah will also ask you about your money, your wealth. As He will ask you about every penny, every cent that you earn. Where did you get it from? Where did it come from? A perfect audit. Where did you get this cent from? Was it halal or haram? How did you spend it? وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. And they said on the Day of Judgment, they said, what is it with this book that it leaves nothing big or small, major or minute and tiny, except that it has account for it, that it has it documented. The same applies not only to your cents, but also applies to your seconds. What did you do with them? Because time has intrinsic value. And if you don't channel this value into something that buys you assets on the Day of Judgment, that gains you credit with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are missing out on profit. This is wasted potential. You're wasting it. And that's a great loss. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he uses the same word that we refer to many times, at-taghabun. At-taghabun comes from ghubn, which is actually a name of one of the surahs in the Quran. ذَلِكَ لِيَوْمِ الْجَمْعِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُنِ. The day of what? The day when people who have fooled themselves will wake up to their loss, will have to live with the consequences of their loss. the destruction that they incurred upon themselves, their own mismanagement of what Allah gave them. The Prophet says, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. Two gifts from Allah, two blessings from Allah, that people fool themselves with regard to them. People miss out on them. People underappreciate them. People fail to seize them and benefit them. You were given these, and you will be questioned about them. So you better make good use of them. You're already liable. You're already in a position of liability and you have to answer for them. So make something good out of them. You're at a disadvantage when you don't use your time because it counts against you. نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصَّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَغُ. Two of the blessings of Allah that people misuse, people don't appreciate, people lose out on. And what are these? Good health and time. You have a lot of time on your hands. You don't know what to do with it. You call up someone. Let's go have coffee. Let's just talk. Let's chat about anything, right? As if this time has no value. As if you're not going to be asked about it. You don't know what to do with it. There is plenty of things. So this is the principle why the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith that we started this khutbah with, مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ. That from the perfection of one's iman, one's adherence to Islam, one's performance, one's level of Islam, and one's connection to Allah, what is the main feature of that? Is that you do not busy yourself with things that fall beyond the scope of your concern. Of what truly benefits you. Why? Because it's an abuse of time. It's an abuse of time and the energy that you have in this time. Mental energy, physical energy, different talents and gifts and skills that Allah has given you. You waste them on something that doesn't earn you any benefit on the Day of Judgment. That automatically means loss. And this is where the surah comes about. By time, man is in loss. Humans, all of them, are in loss. But for those who do what? Believe and do righteous deeds. And enjoying that, which is good. And enjoying people to be patient and to remain steadfast. Only when you use this time in something that benefits you with Allah, only then you will save yourself from loss. But if you don't use the time in such a manner, then you have already incurred loss on you and you will regret it on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a conversation that happens between two groups of people on the Day of Judgment. The people of paradise will ask the people in the hellfire, what happened to you? What led you to the hellfire? What made you end up in this burning fire and this punishment, eternal punishment? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُوا مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُوا نُطْعِيمُ الْمِسْكِينَ وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ حَتَّى أَتَانَ الْيَقِينَ. They said, we were not among those who prayed. We didn't use our time well. Don't look at these things as a list. We were not among those who prayed. And we did not give charity to the orphan and those in need. And we used to waste our time talking about things that are non-important and non-beneficial with other people. We used to engage in these conversations. وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ. Or we used to indulge in what? Evil talk or false talk. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. And we used to disbelieve in the hereafter. This is not just a list. Because if you don't use your time in what's good, you're going to use your time in what's evil. Most people think, you know, I'm just going to do nothing with my time. It's virtually impossible to just waste time. You will use it to your own detriment. So these people, what did they do? How did they spend their time? Because they engaged in idle talk. Conversations where there is no benefit. conversations about topics that fall beyond the scope of what benefits them with Allah. What happened to them? They wasted that precious asset. And they got engaged in these conversations. Can we add to the list? Because the Quran is extremely expressive. When it tells something, oftentimes it talks about categories. It talks about a representative of a category. So when Allah says, وَكُنَّا نَخُوضُ مَعَ الْخَائِضِينَ, about these people, that we used to just talk with people about whatever they talked about. We were wasting our time chatting and gossiping and talking. Can we add to the list? Yeah, watching YouTube, TV, scrolling down your social media, reading every tweet, right? Watching the fights between so-and-so and the discussions and the arguments that truly don't benefit you. Playing video games. Wasting time with friends doing nothing. But you end up doing evil things and you know that. When you engage in something, when you use your time with something that falls beyond the scope of what truly benefits you with Allah, you're going to be captured in that area. It'll start to become a leak, a permanent leak in your time. You become preoccupied with it. You become addicted to it. It has a pull. It has some control over you. You start to waste your time. What happens when you do that? You will start taking from the time of the obligations. So you'll start to fall short in fulfilling the obligations that are due to Allah. And that's why the people of the hellfire, they said, we were not among those who prayed. Why? Because they were busy gossiping. That's the reason. There are people say, I don't have time, or I would love to engage with the Quran. Why? Because you're playing video games all the time. I want to learn Islam. I want to learn the Aqeedah. I want to learn Tawheed. I want to know the fiqh of Islam, the fiqh of worship. I want to understand my religion. But I find it very difficult. Yes, because you're spending so many hours on social media, writing comments and reading tweets, and answering to this and slandering this. When you put your time where it doesn't belong, that's going to ruin, it's going to creep up on your time, it's going to ruin your heart. First, it will take from the time that is meant for acts of worship that are voluntary, where you can do more, where you can add more, earn more credit with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But eventually that's going to creep on more to eat and carve from the time that is meant for your obligations. The obligations that you owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, if you want to know that someone's religion, someone's iman, someone's faith, someone's adherence to Islam is in good shape, look at how, where they put their focus. How do they spend their attention? What are the things that they decide to invest their attention, their mental energy, and their time in? That's really what decides a wise person from a foolish person. So someone who's always busy with the private life of other people. You know, sometimes you find people walking down the street and they're just peeking into people's houses, windows. They're so curious. They want to know about the private life of someone. Or what's going on in someone's life. Or they see two people holding a conversation. They come near to them trying to overhear what's being said. Like there is something inside that burns them, that they want to know everything about other people, the private life of other people. They try to figure out the secrets of other people. They think they are leading an interesting life, or they think they're going to find something of interest. But they are literally ripping, off the assets that Allah has given them. They're burning them. They're setting themselves up for failure and loss on the Day of Judgment. So, to make it very clear, if you want to know if your Islam is good or not, make an inventory of your time every day. How do you use your time? Where do you put your energy? Where does your attention go? If you find your attention is attracted to things or gravitates to things that don't benefit you with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means your heart is poisoned and is diseased, and that your iman is not in good shape. But if you find that your attention goes mainly to the things that benefit you with Allah. Learning more about Allah, fulfilling your salah, reading the Quran. Look at how Allah describes the believers. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. They would hardly sleep at night because they would pray, they would keep themselves busy with praying. And they would wake up towards the end of the night seeking Allah's forgiveness. Do you think such people have time to waste about what their neighbor is doing? Or where did they go on vacation? Or what kind of business they are doing? Or what happened to their wife? Even if something comes to their attention, they turn away from it. It's none of you. If it benefits me with Allah, I can listen. If it doesn't benefit me, then automatically I should block that. Why? Because it is a distraction from shaitan. He tries to pull you in. Shaitan tries to ensnare you into that vacuum that will take away your faith. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. Allah describes the believers towards the end of Surah Al-Furqan, and one of the beautiful descriptions that Allah gives about them: والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون, and they are the ones who turn away from idle talk. And what idle talk is, things that don't benefit them. Things that don't benefit them. That's a sign of faith. That's the description of the believers. If something doesn't bring me closer to Allah, then I have no time for it. This should be the attitude of every believer. If something doesn't make me dearer to Allah and doesn't earn me His pleasure, then I have no capacity to give it in terms of attention, mental energy, time, processing, nothing, literally nothing. What you were given by Allah is precious. Make sure that you use it for something that Allah appreciates and Allah rewards for. Otherwise, you would literally be fooling yourself and you would be creating so much trouble and loss for you that you will realize on the Day of Judgment. That's why a believer has no time to waste. They have no time to look into people's affairs or to peek into people's private life. They have no interest in that. What interests them is what gets them to Jannah and the necessities of life that they can't do, that no one can do away with. That's what interests them. That means this is a heart that loves Allah and wants to be with Allah eternally, and it's only willing to channel its energy to something that brings them closer to Allah, something that Allah loves. Because they know everything else is a trap. And they're not willing to jeopardize their eternal destiny for some kind of passing interest or some kind of curiosity. This should be the attitude of a believer. This makes a person live a life of purpose, focus. You know where you're heading. You know what benefits you and you pursue it. Anything else is none of your business and doesn't concern you. And that's a very simple life. You know, today there's been a trend about simplifying life, a minimalist life, right? That's it. That's the right one. It's built on purpose. You simplify your life. A lot of the drama, a lot of the trauma, a lot of the pain and the hassle in life will dissipate if you live that life of focus and purpose. And that's the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, starting today, this weekend, Masjid Abu Hurairah has the summer conference, and it talks about the stories of the Quran. So many of the stories of the Quran, inshallah, will be highlighted and lessons will be drawn from them. So everyone is invited. And that would be a good, hopefully, inshallah, a good, you know, way to spend the weekend, a good investment of this time in the weekend. Come over, bring your family, bring your children. You know, we have an obligation to teach our children, to educate them, not just by what we say, but by our whole attitude and our approach to life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our hearts and to guide us and keep us upon the straight path. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويذل فيه أهل معصيتك ويؤمل فيه بكتابك وسنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وارض عن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين وتابعيهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.